Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Boo! Did I scare you? Sorry, I was just trying to... Boo! This old sneak attack. It's almost Halloween, know what I mean? Today's show is spooky and costumey.
And it's part of Kids Listen Sweeps, which means that you can find a playlist with a bunch of podcasts for kids like Tumble and Sparkle Stories that are doing Halloween-themed shows also this month. It's all on the Kids Listen app.
What's a app?
When I was your age, it was a salad. Or, if we were lucky, artichoke dip in a bread bowl. But now it's something different.
I'm lost.
Tell me about it.
Cue the choir!
Hold up! Joining the choir this week are Matthew and Kaylin from West Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut. Welcome, Matthew and Kaylin. Remember, you can join the choir too. Just check the show notes or the posts pinned to the top of our Facebooks and our Twitters for instructions. Take it away, Matthew and Kaylin from West Hartford, Connecticut.
Today's Name That Sound tells a story, a Halloween story. Your job is to try to name each sound, and then at the end, try to guess what's going on. Ready? First sound, go. Can you name that sound? That's right, it's a door. A door that's being knocked on. A door that's being knocked on by a small dog. Huh? Sounds good to me. Next sound, go. That's also a door, isn't it? But it's not a knocking sound. It's a creaking sound of a door opening slowly. If you said any of those words, then you are correct. If you did not say any of those words, then that's okay too. Remember, we are here to have fun and to listen to door sounds. Next sound, go. Oh, I don't think that's a door. Do you? What do you think that is? Here's a hint. It's small and shaped like a dog. That's right, it's a dog. Maybe even a puppy. Aww. And what is that little puppy saying? She's saying, tweak or tweet. Okay, one more sound. Go. Can you name that sound? If you said, that's a puppy licking a lollipop, then you are correct. So, what was today's Name That Sound Halloween Edition story all about? Let's see, we heard a knocking on a door opening, a tiny little puppy saying tweak or tweet, and then that puppy licking a lollipop. It was a puppy going trick or treating. If you guessed that, whoa.
song. Echo song.
One of my favorite things about Halloween has always been seeing how creative the people in my neighborhood can be. I love to go to a Halloween parade and look at all the costumes, especially the ones that people make themselves. Whether they're simple to make or super complicated, I just get a kick out of seeing all that creativity and craftiness out on the streets. Today's Echo Song is about making a costume all by yourself. My singing partner Joni here loves to make masks. How about you? This is an Echo Song, so you just sing what I sing after I sing it. And then insta-tweet me a photo of your homemade costumes. At Noodle Loaf Show.
I made a costume all by myself, with treasures I found and things on my shelf. I made a costume all by myself. Pillowcase pants.
Pillowcase pants.
An underwear hat.
An underwear hat.
I'm a marshmallow.
I'm a marshmallow.
Mixed with a cat.
Mixed with a cat.
I made a costume.
I made a costume.
All by myself. An old safety cone.
An old safety cone.
Some paper and glue. Orange kazoo.
Orange kazoo.
I made a costume.
I made a costume.
All by myself. One box of toothpicks.
One box of toothpicks.
And then I practice.
And then I practice.
Standing real still.
Standing real still.
Look, I'm a cactus.
Look.
A really cute cactus.
A really cute cactus.
I made a costume.
I made a costume.
All by myself.
All right, should we do one more? Here we go.
Yes.
Stick out my neck.
Stick out my neck.
Go outside bottomless.
Go outside bottomless.
Guess what I am?
Guess what I am?
A giraffe-opotamus. I made a costume.
I made a costume.
All by myself.
Let's sing it one more time.
I made a costume.
I made a costume.
All by myself.
Time to move. It's time to move. Time to move. It's time to move.
And now you're going to make your own costume using your great big imagination. Here's what you'll do. Imagine that you are in the middle of a big, clear bubble. It's all around you, and it's your job to paint it, so somebody looking at it from the other side will see a beautiful swirl of colors. Now hold your hands out in front of you. Ah, two imaginary paintbrushes just appeared in your hands. Amazing, isn't it? Now, when the music starts, I'd like for you to use those imaginary paintbrushes to paint all over the inside of your bubble. Let the music guide your painting. Remember to paint the top and the bottom and all the sides of your bubble. And when it's done, we'll stand back and admire your colorful painted bubble costume. And begin. some final finishing touches on your bubble costume masterpiece. Make sure to get any spots that you've missed before the song finishes. Well, look at you. You look like a giant swirly gobstopper. Like a fancy bouncy ball. Or maybe you're a fiery comet shooting through space. Whatever you are, you look wonderful. I hope you all enjoyed this week's show. I especially hope our newest Patreon patrons enjoyed it. A big noodle loaf thank you to Rachel Carathers, Dan Schnitzer, and Mariah Silinch. Apologies if I just mushed your names. It's not a reflection of how grateful I am for your support. I truly am. I invite all of our listeners to visit patreon.com/noodleloaf. If you and your kids get something out of this show, then consider showing your support in that way. Today's show was made by me, Dan Sachs, with special help from Joni. See you next time.
Oh, bye, Matthew.